This is a U.S. Rice Producers Association's free weekly rice market update for July 9, 2020. USDA WASDE report to offer final market factor prior to new crop harvest. The rice industry has continued to shuffle along since the last report with very little new information to digest. The trade is waiting for the July WASDE report that will be issued on July 10th as the next and last big slug of market influencing factors prior to the advent of the new crop harvest. In government reports this week, export sales were reported marginally lower than the previous week's values, but remained in positive territory. Old crop has most certainly hit the pipeline minimum, which is to say that there is virtually no old crop uncommitted at this time, which accounts for a large amount of the lagging export figures. The next 3 to 4 weeks should see this figure increase as the new crop becomes available for shipment. If this comes to pass, then we can expect to see stronger exports for the next few months. If it does not, then the dynamics change entirely and the U.S. is at a disadvantage to its export competitors. Time will tell. Similarly, the vessel loadings for the week were off for largely the same reasons. Asian benchmark pricing has continued to slide on exchange rate factors as well as the easing of the supply-demand forces that has allowed the market to retract to lower levels. Any shock to either side of the equation in that sphere will most likely have major consequences, and for that reason, it is the author's opinion that major potential volatility still exists in those markets. USDA has held its world market price estimate constant for the week, making it the third week in a row of no change. The market is at a tipping point pending the influx of fresh supply, so this stasis is unlikely to persist into the coming weeks. Domestically, the first fields in Texas and Louisiana have been drained and harvest will commence over the next few days. These first small lots will provide some insight into the quality and yields that can be expected along the Gulf Coast. The Upper Delta is still struggling with weather considerations, although the near-term forecast suggests that these events may dissipate, providing an opportunity for growers in those areas to make up for some time. The adverse weather conditions have undoubtedly impacted the quality and yields, although the extent of these impacts have yet to be determined. From a pricing standpoint, very little has changed from the previous report. The futures market has been active for the week, but the only occurrence of note is the July contract giving way to the September 20 contract as the new nearby benchmark. This week's WASDE report, as mentioned earlier, will be a market mover in several regards. The first will be the changing fundamentals in the rice market, while the second will be the price impacts that result from the changes in the other commodities' balance sheets. Expected changes to the rice estimate will be increased acreage as the June 30th acreage report is factored in, as well as potential downward yield adjustment due to the environmental factors in Arkansas, Missouri, and Mississippi. The export figure may also be revised, and the probabilities suggest a decrease at this point. History and speculation point to a bearish report, but surprises are not uncommon in the July installment. Only time will tell. Thank you for listening to this week's Rice Market Update. Please feel free to visit our website, www.usriceproducers.com, for more information, including previous issues of our newsletter, The Rice Advocate. You can also follow us on Facebook for timely news, updates, and event announcements. Please feel free to contact us at info@usriceproducers.com or give us a call at 713-974-7423.